Dr. Swanson, you began your book with a quote about the Hopi prophecy, and I wonder how you thought it was relevant.
Well, the Hopi prophecy, the one that is well-known, has many prophecies about our present time that we're living in now in terms of predictions that have come true, but there's a timeline there, a timeline for the evolution of the Hopi people and also of the white man, the Western man, in America, and there's sort of two horizontal timelines. There are several events that are noted on that timeline that are supposed to be, by the Hopi interpretation, World War One, World War Two, and the present day. And there are also two vertical lines that are opportunities to connect the wisdom of the Hopi with the Western culture. They depict the Western man as being someone with his head and his body separated, which to them means that we're not really in tune with our spiritual wisdom. We're not listening to that side of our wisdom. And their prophecy predicts, has World War One, World War Two. There was a time just before that where there's an opportunity to make a connection with the Hopi wisdom and sort of bring in some of that spiritual understanding into Western culture, and we did not take advantage of that. In the present day, at the millennium here, there's also an opportunity to do that. If we don't do that, according to their prophecy, there's a time of great destruction ahead of us.
And how immediately ahead of us, Doctor?
Well, I don't think they give it in exact years, but I would think 10 years probably. I mean, it's not very long.
That kind of actually goes... I interviewed a number of Hopi elders.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was quite a program. It required translation on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And some of what they had to say was quite frightening. I mean, really quite frightening. When they talk about destruction, they're talking about the whole world.
Yeah. And you know, I think that we have this amazing technological power we have developed here in the West, but if we don't have some kind of spiritual wisdom or a larger worldview to direct how we use that power, to use it wisely, then we will misuse it, and it becomes a weapon that we use upon ourselves.
Well, as you look around you at the world right now and observe the news and the behavior of human beings worldwide, are you hopeful or somewhat concerned?
I am somewhat concerned. I know I've noticed there are reports of, you know, the increased rate of Antarctic ice sheet melting.
You've noticed that?
Yes.
That's
and
good. I keep trying to get people to notice that.
and there are supposedly a couple of reports from the Pentagon and also the British government that predict that may come to catastrophic levels within a very few years. And the ocean currents, like the Gulf Stream, are also apparently slowing down.
Mm.
And there's a risk of that stopping.
I see you've noticed that, too.
I have noticed that, too.
I'll tell you what I noticed. Somebody sent me a link earlier tonight, and it was something about somebody in the administration resigning. It was actually an oil executive of some sort who had been modifying climate reports sent to the president.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, did you really?
I did, yeah.
And, the first thing I wondered was, why would you get an oil company executive to write the truth about what's going on with the climate in the first place?
Yeah,
but that issue aside, the fact that he was leaving for having modified them, meaning the president is given information that provides him with plausible deniability.
Well, my impression is he was not leaving because he'd modified them. He was leaving because someone had found out that he was modifying them and made it public.
Well, either way, the problem is still incredible.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Incredible. Yes, and if you look at the North and South Pole, and you look at pictures 10 years ago and pictures today, and you don't go, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
then you're blind.
Exactly.
So in Alaska, we have the tundra melting. We have a very bizarre weather going on in Europe, getting very cold as predicted, very violent all across America. Our hurricane season's getting a nice early start. Clearly, the weather is changing.
Yeah, and there are all kinds of reports of technologies available that could be exploited that would allow us to cut down enormously on the use of oil. And those technologies are not being followed. They're not being developed. They're probably being suppressed, in fact. And, you know, it may be too late to implement something like that, but no one's trying. You know, they're pretending that nothing is wrong.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I wonder, I guess they will continue to do so until there is some sort of catastrophic event that will no longer let them ignore it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder how far we are from that. What do you? So the Hopi would seem to indicate that within the next decade or so, or your belief that it's within the next decade or so, something rather major is going to occur.
I think so, yeah, yeah. And to me, what the science of the paranormal is allowing us to do is introduce some of the spiritual wisdom into Western culture. Obviously, you can come from different directions at this problem, but to a very large degree, Western culture is a scientific culture. We kind of worship science. Science tells us answers to our questions, like how old the universe is and how man came to be and things like that. So one way of trying of addressing this issue of spirituality is to point out that Western science is missing some really important things, and if we start to introduce the truths that come from studying paranormal phenomena, it will modify science, and it'll help us to understand that the spirit and the soul and the power of consciousness and the power of love and all these things that are kind of mushy that we Westerners don't like to, you know, to think about very much, but they're real.